We're getting set for Sunday baseball. Biloxi Shockers and the Pensacola Blue Wahoos in a series finale. The halfway point of 12 games in 12 days for the Shockers, and it's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake. We're joined by one of the newest Shockers and one of the newest guys to the Brewers organization in Casey Martin. Casey, appreciate you giving us the time.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Thank you.
How fun has it been the last couple weeks? Obviously, it's been a wild transition learning a new organization and a new team, but you've been sliding into the lineup every day and playing all over the field.
Yeah, it's definitely a change in what I've been doing the last few years in pro ball. Obviously, mostly been middle infield, but being able to hop in with the guys, get along with everybody, and everybody just kind of take me in like I've been here the whole time. It's been awesome.
How nice is that for you, coming over in a trade, joining a new clubhouse? You don't know what you're walking into, and for the guys to accept you and make you feel like they're one of their own as quick as they have.
Yeah, it's actually been awesome. It's a little different in pro ball. It's not like walking into a college team or another travel ball team or something like that. But it's been awesome. Everybody gets along. Everybody just kind of brings me in, and they include me in everything since day one. So I mean, it's truly been great.
How much does that help relax your mind just out in the field?
Yeah, it's actually really nice. Honestly, jumped right in, and everybody just kind of made me feel at home. And we show up every day, and everybody's really loose and relaxed and just having a good time, which is awesome for the atmosphere around here.
You've joined the team, and it seems like every coordinator has been in town the last couple of weeks. What's it been like joining not only the clubhouse, but joining the organization as well?
Yeah, getting to know everybody, man. It's been awesome the way they run things here, and just their philosophies and, everything they have going on. It truly has been great learning everybody's role and what they do and what they have for me to bring to the table. It's been an adjustment, but it's been great. It really has.
You've not only been adjusting on that front, you've also been adjusting to just playing in a brand new league. You were playing in the Eastern League earlier this year. You move here to the Southern League, new teams, new organizations. What has that been like?
Yeah, it's been awesome. It really has. It's been different, though. It really has. The styles of play, the types of players here. It's a lot of scrappy guys here. And, the league I came from, it was power arms, power hitters. And, here we have more versatile players. So everybody kind of plays everywhere. And it's definitely been different, but it's been cool to see.
Is that something you enjoy being a part of?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's awesome. It kind of plays right into my game, not a big guy, but more speed, versatile guys. So my abilities to be able to go out and play left field, right field, second, short, wherever they need me. It's been pretty cool to see, because that's something I did growing up playing baseball. And then when I got to college, kind of just sat at one position. And then, of course, when I first got drafted, it was just one position primarily. But being able to do what everybody else does, it's been pretty cool.
Have you had to buy any brand new gloves? Because I know Mike Bovey made the transition over to first, had to get a brand new glove. Xavier Warren seems to have 6, 7, or 8 of them at any one time. Have you had to pick up any new ones?
Right, yeah, definitely an outfield glove, yeah. this year was actually the first year I started playing outfield with the Phillies, and then coming over here, I've actually played more outfield than anything. But yeah, you got to have the gloves for every position, right?
What was the outfield glove you got?
I still have the Phillies glove, obviously, but I got a new one coming in. That'll just kind of be a neutral color that'll kind of fit in with the team colors and stuff. But it's been cool. It really has.
You're also back in the South. You went to school at Arkansas, playing down here in Mississippi, traveling all around the Southeast. How much do you enjoy being back down in the South?
Man, it's awesome. A little different from where I have been the last 4 or 5 years. But, born and raised Arkansas, now reside in Texas with my wife. But we talk about it in the locker room all the time. It's like these pop-up storms and showers. Like, man, you just can't get enough of it. So it's awesome being back in the atmosphere of home. So it's just really relaxing.
You also have a couple of other SEC guys in that clubhouse, a couple of South Carolina guys. You throwing out any Wu-Peak Sueys in there?
Oh, no, not yet, no. But me and Campbell, we talk about it quite a bit, how many times we played each other over the years, especially that first year, my freshman year. I think we played South Carolina like 7 times that season. So, I mean, me and him, we've kind of known each other through college, and then obviously I kept up with a few of the guys throughout pro ball. But it's pretty awesome to be able to go back and relive the, I guess you could say, the glory days.
Was it one of those situations where you walked in the clubhouse and you're like, wait a minute, you look very familiar?
Yeah, no, when I looked at the roster when they traded me, I saw Noah right out the gate, and I was like, Yeah, I know him, and we just kind of sparked it out right then and there, and ever since it's been great.
Well, hey, it's been a lot of fun having you here in this clubhouse, a lot of fun having you on the team. Appreciate the time.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shuckers coming up next on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.